Well, would you look at that? We're back. Freelance and working from home here with Alec Denkoff. Podcast all about you. Whether you're going to be, want to be, or have been working from home. This is a podcast dedicated to that information. Now, I can also ask or answer in-office questions. I work with a couple clients. One who's actually on a stock exchange, deals a lot with property and office environment with lots and lots and lots of companies. And those questions are fine. But other than that, we focus on freelance, working from home, working remote, things like this. Let's dive right into it. 50 work from home jobs that pay as much as you're making now or more than an average American salary. Now, remember, this is USA-based. I have to do this because I'm USA-based, right? So I need to have something that I can relate to. If not, I'm just reading facts, right? And that's fine. But you can go somewhere else for that, too. Anyway, we do this live on CastBox through their wonderful tool, Livecast. Okay? Right now, we're live, jump in the chat. Joshua's here with us. Other people will be joining as time goes on. Feel free to ask any questions. If you hear this later, you can either join me during 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we film this live. Or you can join me 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays and Sundays, because that's when we do our U.S. versus U.K. debate. Anyway, any other questions, if you can't make the podcast live, feel free to reach out to me at Alec Denkoff on LinkedIn. That's my network of choice. So we're going to kick this list off with something that I find questionable for the 50. Oh, Gina, welcome to the chat. 50 jobs that you're going to get paid more than an average salary in America. Okay. And number one's affiliate marketer. Now, the way they describe this in this article, by the way, the article's on entrepreneur.com. Okay. It's described basically as if you were an influencer of some sort, right? So you already have a base. You already have a network of people that are listening to you. Maybe you have a podcast that people love. Maybe you're an influencer or a role model or someone who does marketing in other channels, right? Maybe you have a YouTube channel. Maybe you have Instagram stories. Maybe you do Snapchat. Maybe you do everything. Who cares? The point is, affiliate marketer, they're saying that's a job when really I feel like that subsidizes what you already do. So if you're making blogs about electronics, but could be written blogs as well, then you link back to the actual electronics you're talking about and let people, if they want to buy them, you'll get paid when they purchase it. You get like a percentage or something from Amazon or Walmart or wherever you're sending these people. I haven't heard of an affiliate marketer, like a professional affiliate marketer, where you get hired by businesses to go in and do their affiliate marketing. I haven't heard of that yet. Maybe a consultant who does affiliate marketing for businesses. Yeah, perhaps. But then you're affiliate marketer consultant. So number one on this list, I don't think these are in any order, because I don't think if they are, I don't know why this is number one on the list. Right. So it's there, though, if that's something you want to continue to do with your life. It's just another way to make money on the road, working from home, working remote, being a freelancer. Okay. Next is an animator. That's true. This one's good. If you have a computer, you can do it all, right? There's so many jobs that as long as you have a computer, you can do everything on it. You don't need a phone. You don't need anything else. Just that computer and internet maybe, right? There are some jobs you really almost don't even need the computer, except for a small portion of your work. Animators, they give a statistic. They've seen animators make between $25 and $106 an hour on sites like Upwork, which is great if you have steady clients, right? Yeah, just because something's worth $100 an hour, it doesn't mean someone's going to pay for it, right? You have to be able to supplement yourself with the correct clients to pull this off. But you could be an animator for television, movies, video games. What other type of media? There's the internet. You could do animated book reviews. I've I worked with a few people. Since I do voice acting, I work with a few animators. I give my voice to those people. And they have a constant, steady flow of work coming in. Hello, Das Anubis in the chat. And, oh, unfortunately, I don't know those symbols in Chinese. Let me type them into a chat real quick so I can give you a proper shout out. Nope. Anyway, thanks for joining us nonetheless, even though I can't pronounce your name. I do appreciate it. We're talking about jobs that you can get right now that will let you make the same amount of money as a normal average American salary or more, but working from home. Okay, so animator is number two on the list. It's big. You could work. You could even work with a company, and they let you work remote as an animator. There's some companies that have bought into the freelance idea, and rather than just be one freelancer animating, they've created a freelance or an animating company. Right? Think Pixar, if you want to think big movies or something as well. Next is a baker, a caterer, a chef. Huh. I guess that is a work from home job, isn't it? If you can bake and cook in your kitchen, then you can sell or send your products off to certain people. Now in the US, good luck. Catering is a risky market to be in. Because when things go wrong, man, do they go wrong. Because you usually make enough for the event. So if your truck comes to a brief stop and you've made tons of lasagna and it just spills all over the place, you're in trouble, right? And you usually deliver hot to an event, right? Right? You want your product to still be warm or hot. You don't want it to show up cold and have to be reheated usually, okay? Now, some caterers, they have catering equipment. They pull in a trailer. Maybe it's one of those a food truck. There we go. Something like that. If you're doing this, then you can work remote. You can work anywhere. You bring your business with you. So that's an interesting concept. I haven't thought about that. Now that's even less internet based, right? You could just bring your food truck or food stall, pull up to an event. 4-H fair is something we have in the Midwest here. Fair Boars, thanks for joining us. Let us know in the chat if you have any questions. You could pull up to a carnival. You could pull up to any sort of, we just had the 4th of July here in the US. Okay. So there are lots of celebrations going on up at lakes and out by the oceans and all over the place. So I guess that really could be a great way to subsidize your income. Never thought about that. Next up, blogger. This is huge. I'm not saying you're going to make the most money blogging, but there are certain blogs that really have shined in their niche environment, right? Maybe they only have 1,000 people that are following them or read their articles every day or daily or stay up to date. But having that, even if you only have 1,000 people, then you get into affiliate marketing. Then you have advertisements that pop up on your site. Maybe then you say, hey, if you like what I'm doing, you can support me with some sort of a Patreon type deal. Blogging, personal blogging, then you write a book from your blogs. Anyway, it can extend into a lot of different things. And I could see why you could make a standard salary working from home doing blogging, because once you get away from blogging about the stuff you like, your specific environments, you then get hired out as a blogger. Okay. Maybe you're writing blogs for food channels, right? Or online newspapers. Maybe you're writing little blogs or blurbs for BuzzFeed articles, if you like that sort of thing. There's all sorts of blogs out there that people are into. And I mean, pick a topic. There's a blog out there, right? And it may be a big audience, may not, but if it is a big audience and you're willing to write whatever somebody pays you to write, then you may end up having tons of work. How lucrative it is, I don't know, but if you're willing to put in like 40, 60 hours a week, if you work from anywhere or have a really good work ethic or excited about what you do, right? I know a lot of people that if they were good writers, they would love to not deal with their bosses or their clients or their coworkers, and they'd love to just blog. Okay. But they're not good writers. They don't. So anyway, moving on. Next, they say a bookkeeper. Okay, yeah, that happens. Data entry, bookkeeping, accountants, even into the law. There's a lot of people that... I'll get to your question in just a second, Joshua. One moment. Bookkeepers are something that you can do remotely, keeping information up to date. You can either log into a system remotely, or you can update spreadsheets or information on your own desktop or laptop and then send it off once the bookkeeping is done. They say, there's an accounting coach course, apparently. They give a link to it. Maybe it's affiliate marketing here. Anyway, once you complete a couple courses, you can get a certificate. Then you can start earning a median salary around $34,000 reportedly. We'll see. They say some stay-at-home bookkeepers can make $70,000 a year. Okay, Joshua in the chat says, aren't bloggers just a type of social influencer? So maybe in a way. Okay, so let's break this down into what we define a social influencer, right? Because there's social platforms that people are on that if they're a social influencer on like Instagram, right? If you're a social influencer on Twitter, right? You're giving out information. A lot of people like you for who you are. But if you're a blogger, now you could have lots of blogs just about whatever you want. Maybe about your day, maybe about your shopping haul or whatever the case may be, right? But if you're a blogger and you get into a niche environment, then you almost become a writer for that topic. And yes, you would be an influencer, but like, I don't know. That's tough because is it a social influencer or are you just an influencer and your medium is writing? Right? I guess there's some gray area there. It depends on what you consider a social influencer, Joshua. I would say, let's backspace for a second here and say, imagine somebody's only on Instagram and they're considered a social influencer, but they only do videos about shopping hauls. So are they a video producer about shopping videos or are they just a social influencer, right? There's some gray area because social influencers aren't actors, social influencers. Sometimes they can be, especially if they have a big following and a big community around them and they want to promote change. Bill Gates has a lot of charities. Is he a social influencer? It's tough because that word itself now in this time period has taken a certain connotation, but there have always been certain influencers. I don't know, Joshua, where you're from, but wherever you're from, whatever nation you're in, however that nation was founded, must have had people influencing society to form that nation. So I guess they could be. It depends on how you define social influencer is the answer, right? Sorry for the roundabout way of answering that question for you, Joshua, but I wanted to give it as much thought as I possibly could. I don't think there's a 100% correct answer for it unless you can define your version or what you feel social influencer is, then you can take that next step. They also say a child caregiver. Okay, so this is another job that you can work from home, but usually, this is the second time something's appeared on this list that I start to waver on. A child caregiver. Yeah, you can work from home, but sometimes you don't get to work from home. Sometimes you have to be the nanny that goes to the house, right? Or maybe you're a live-in nanny. I know a friend who does this professionally. They're a nanny and they love it. Oh man, do they love it. But I don't know. Anyway, neither here nor there. I guess it's a job that you can do that you are your own boss. And they say with just a couple hours or during the entire day, you know, running a childcare business. Oh, there we go. In the article, they say running a childcare business from home. There we go. So that I've seen, and it can be lucrative. Parents pay to keep their kids safe. Parents pay a lot to keep their kids in a good, nurturing, safe environment. And that makes sense, right? If they care about their kid, they don't want anything bad to happen to them. They want the best, so... And there's a lot of competition in certain child-specific realms, right? Because maybe somebody who is a little bit stingy and won't spend money on themselves, but giving and spending money on someone who you really care about, a lot of times that's where the dam breaks and all the water goes, because it's easier to do something for someone's benefit and well-being rather than your own sometimes. Next, they say clinical research coordinator. Okay, not as familiar with this job, so let me read the little blurb for you. Clinical research coordinators help manage operations for clinical trials. Okay. You can make more than $48,000 a year annually with this job, and you don't need a bachelor's degree. That's interesting. Okay, so the difference here in the U.S. to make $48,000 with college debt and $48,000 without college debt is a huge difference. Okay, for people listening in from other countries, we have to keep that in mind over here. So that's a big jump. Especially if you can make $48,000 for 4 years while somebody else was in college, and then you are still making $48,000 and they have college debt. Ooh, there's some give and takes there with this. This is really neat. But there's a lot of people out there that want to do studies, clinical trials, right? They're checking things, research, and getting and organizing that. I can see why you wouldn't necessarily have to be on site once the program is started, but getting those people in the door in order to run tests and check theories, right? I see why. I mean, especially in the medical field, there's a lot of money that's pumped into medical research. So makes sense. Next, number 8, consulting. This goes back to what I was saying earlier on affiliate marketer, that if you do it for other businesses, aren't you just a consultant in the affiliate marketing field? I don't know. I would pressure to say yes, right? For a consultant, you could be a consultant for anything. You could be a social media consultant, a brand influencer consultant. You could be a consultant for, I don't know, how to drive your car better, right? I mean, you could be a consultant for anything. And it's good. I'm just going to say it's good. Just like people go out and find mentors, less so now than they did in the past, but people go out and find mentors. You need consultants to kind of show you and guide you and make sure you don't make the mistakes in your field or that topic that they've seen other people do and they've maybe made mistakes themselves, right? So that makes sense. In consultant, they don't put a dollar amount on this, but sky's the limit, right? If you are just on point with what you're teaching other people, what you're helping other people achieve, right? Business development is huge. It's huge because if you can tell a business, oh yeah, I can make you go from, I don't know, 50,000 to 500,000 in a few years. That's worth a lot of money. That's worth tons. So as long as they're serious and they can actually provide. So it depends on what you're being a consultant for, but the sky's the limit on what you charge and what you do. So really great. I'm glad to see that on this list. Next up, and remember, anybody else that has questions, feel free to put it in the chat. Hello, Grandpa Tom, Tracy Vo, Fairbors is back, Bruno, everybody. Welcome, welcome. They also say customer service representative. Okay, this is big. We've talked about lists of who can work from home, top hiring jobs working from home, or websites dedicated to certain jobs that work from home. And customer service representative is an example I often use and something we've seen consistently on this podcast. A lot of people earn between $8 and $15 per hour as a customer service representative, but you drop your commute when you're working from home. So you're saving yourself, you know, anywhere between 10 to an hour worth of time to and from work. So you're putting time and flexibility back into your day, right? You're saving money. You can eat at home instead of going out and brown bagging it or going to an expensive restaurant on lunch or fast food. It saves money. So just because it makes less with $8 to $15 per hour with no college degree, right? Then there's a lot of other health benefits that can come into play. There's some health negatives too from working from home. We've covered that as well. Just stay motivated, stay positive, and be socially active. Next up, I want to thank Armando for being in the chat. Welcome. Zuma, welcome. Next up, data entry. I feel like that's very close to bookkeeping. Not necessarily the exact same. They say $10 per hour is something for data entry, and it's a job that is prevalent. Okay. You don't need much experience. Just need a keyboard and a working computer. Enough said about that. Moving on, copywriting. This is important. I see this all the time. I don't do it, but it pops up on different freelance websites that I use. And they say you could copyright for businesses. You can do it from your home. In some cases, you can earn up to six figures, which is pretty good. I mean, if you're a good copywriter, you know what you're doing and you can move fast, right? If you have a lot of clients and you move fast, well, there's where that comes from. Next is an e-commerce store owner. Yep, you can do that from home. You could even introduce affiliate marketing. You could put blogs on your e-commerce store, right? This is where things start to build and stack on top of each other. John Moore, welcome to the chat. Thanks for joining us. E-commerce store owner. And this, doing e-commerce is huge. Sometimes you don't even have to own your product. When somebody orders from you, you buy the product or the materials from another seller, right? You get it to you and then you refabricate or send it direct to customer. E-commerce is, it's very interesting. We live in a wonderful time. There's certain websites as well to build your e-commerce store. WooCommerce, Magento, Shopify. These are some big names. Check it out. If there's anything you want to sell, it could be sticky notes. It could be ballpoint pens. It could be pastries, right? Doesn't matter what you want to sell. You can make an e-commerce store for it and then market the heck out of it. D. Marshall, welcome to the chat. Thanks for joining us. Remember, if anybody has any questions, feel free, put it in there. I'll do my best to answer. Next up, editing and proofreading. Okay, we're back in the writing wheelhouse, working from home, editing text, especially if you're editing very like educational material. So people that are very smart in their field, just because they're smart doesn't mean their grammar is really on point. Okay, so sometimes they're too smart and that needs to be kind of brought down into a nice package that the common person can understand. So companies like Book in a Box, they pay around $20 per hour for editors. Really cool. They also, for proofreading, they do something similar. And Book Jacket Designers. Okay, so Book in a Box is just a website very much for the writing profession. Very cool. Next up, we've got Event Planner. Yep, that's something you can do from home. Also editing and proofreading, I really like because that's something you can do anywhere and you barely need a computer. Imagine you go on vacation a lot. When you go on vacation, you stay at a hotel. A lot of places have business centers. If not, there's co-working spaces all around the US and the world. Okay. So if you're an editor and proofreader, you might not have to bring anything on vacation. You can just show up and work when you need to. And that's absolutely saying something. We're at such a wonderful place in history. Next, event planner. Birthdays, weddings, corporate events. Usually you'll have to, I'm not going to say usually because I don't have any experience with this, but a lot of times you'll end up on site when it's showtime, right? When everything has to come together, the puzzle needs to fit, and you need to be able to see that picture that you've painted or you've assembled previously. But even if not, right? If you're a good event planner, you can make sure that everything's being handled and you're offsite. As long as you have a phone, actually, at that point, if you have a smartphone, you don't need a computer. You can get it all done. You can get it all done. Very cool. Film and post instructional videos. Filming is definitely something that's done offsite. And I don't know why they say and instructional videos, because that's a type of film, right? Unless they're animated instructional videos. Okay. Anyway. They say basically, if you're really good at something, try making a YouTube account, filming yourself doing it, teach other people to do it, show that you're skilled at it, then you can start earning cash. They say some people on YouTube can make $1 to $2 per 1,000 views. Now, back to e-commerce, back to building a business, back to working from home. You can make a video about anything, right? There are some people that are in like the handyman type of trade. Welcome, Melissa, to the chat. If you have any questions, let me know. But there's one specifically, I think it's like, it's not a DIY, but they're like a dye and resin shop. And all they do is they make kitchen counters, they make tiles, they make all furniture, they make really cool artwork sometimes for custom pieces of artwork for certain people. So they do all these things with dyes and ceramics and resins, okay? And they took this normal, standard, not an influencer, just a brick and mortar shop, and they moved social, okay? They started making how-to videos, started doing tutorials, right? But a company that wants something for their office, a lot of times that owner's not going to say, well, let me go buy all the epoxy, the resin, the materials, let me get a space laid out, let me go buy the brushes or the any sort of mechanical tools. Heather, Simple Life, welcome to the chat. Let me go get all these things and do it myself. A lot of times a business owner does not want any part of that. So they're going to see this, we'll say a social presence, but a presence on the internet. And once they start getting attraction from making these explanation videos, there may be crossover where they get hired just from making these videos. So imagine taking your business, and that's a brick and mortar store. And we're talking about freelance, working from home, working anywhere. Imagine taking your business, what you do today, and doing how-to or tutorials on it, and watching, putting it out on YouTube or is it Vimeo? Is it other platforms, and watching yourself get paid for that, but then also get more work for it. It's a vicious cycle, a good one though. Very cool, very cool. I'm glad that's on this list. But film, wait, let me back up. But film in general is something that you can do working remote. Sometimes you travel for film. Sometimes there people say, hey, can you shoot this? Can you make this video for us? And then you can pick your own location. Or sometimes they'll say, come out to our location and shoot. Film's pretty cool. They also say grant writers, number 16. Now, I know people, grant writers, a good grant writer gets people money. And when people get other people capital, they get paid well. You can do this for universities, hospitals, nonprofit organizations, the list goes on. Sometimes they're difficult to write, but if you're talented, you get the job done. A grant writer sometimes makes between $40,000 and $67,000 per year. I would have thought that was higher, but that's definitely something you can work from home, right? And really, you only need, if your penmanship was perfect, I don't know if you actually need a computer or a printer for this, right? You just need a telephone to say, hey, what are your constraints? What grant are you trying to get? Where's it going to? Tell me about your thing. And then say, okay, thanks. Hang up and write. So that you could almost do most seriously from anywhere. How cool. A handmade crafter is next up on the list. Ruth Ann, thanks for joining us. Jim, welcome to the chat. Remember, anybody listening, we do this live on CastBox. Handmade crafter. So this goes back to your tool and die type deal. You're a craftsman or craftswoman. They say handmade products like jewelry, furniture, things like this. Things that pop up on Etsy. Things that are handmade crafts. Pretty cool stuff. Make it from home, sell it anywhere. And then you get your Shopify store. Then you get your Shopify store, right? All righty. Next, instructor, number 19 on this list. Well, being an instructor, you can do that from anywhere. I know the person that we work with on the UK versus US great debate that happens on this channel every day or every Saturday to Sunday, 11 p.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. GMT. She's done teaching in the past, my co-host, Danny, and she likes it, or did like it, whichever. You can teach English as a second language. You might be able to teach a musical instrument. Now, hold on. They started with okay, because I'm thinking over the internet, but doing musical instructor over the internet, I've heard, is not fun because the delay in the microphone. So basically, if you have a guitar and you're trying to teach someone over the internet to play the guitar and their microphone's bad, you're not going to be able to tell if that instrument's off key or if it's the microphone or the internet connection, right? Then if somebody's playing an instrument and you have to interrupt them, there's a delay. So you might go to talk, but you have to be talking while an instrument's being played. You have to speak over the instrument. It's difficult. Okay. Another type of instructor might be an online health professional, weight loss coach, some nutritionist, something along those lines. So basically, we talked about being someone who helps other people as a consultant. You can also do that as an instructor. Same vein, different kind of things, Next, internet security specialist, which is crazy, but this is true. I've seen database analysts, management administrators all work from home, okay, remote jobs. But usually when you need to go into a database, you want a very secure connection or you're there working with the database, right? Anyway, nonetheless, internet security specialists. A specialist would monitor networks. This is the way they went it. Okay, my apologies. I took that the wrong way. So maybe you're monitoring security networks and cameras from a remote place, which is pretty cool, right? You can even do that with some technology. You do that right on your cell phone. So people are thinking this type of job might grow over time, where a company fields out their security work to another company and they just have people watching remote from wherever they are in the world. How nice would that be, right? So let's say you have a company in East Coast and there it's nighttime, middle of the night, right? And somebody has to be watching the security cameras. Well, there's always the TV or movie reference where that security guard falls asleep, right? Well, if you have it so you can watch it from anywhere in the world, you can watch that feed from somewhere that it is daylight during main business hours, right? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Next, online juror. Whoa, what? This is catching me off guard. So I'm just going to read this. When attorneys prepare for trial, they often seek feedback on their case. Depending on the mock jury website you choose, you can make between $5 and $150 for your opinion. Wow! That's next level stuff. Where someone wants to present a case and get people's feedback ahead of time. So it's like crowdsourcing your case. It's in a sense, what's the thing products and brands do? They get people into a focus group. It's a focus group for your court trial case. Oh my goodness. That's really interesting. And they just want your opinion. So I'm guessing anybody with or without a college degree or schooling could do this. Pretty cool. Online teacher. Wait a minute. Instructor and online teacher. All right. I feel like they didn't need to make this list this big. So online teachers next. And we've covered this already with instructor. Patent or intellectual property lawyer. Now, lawyers working from home, working remote, doing their own business. Most lawyers have you can work in a law firm, but a lot of people start their own sort of law business. That being the case, then I would say every personal law that runs their own business is a work from home, work remote, work anywhere you want type person because they've chosen their brick and mortar shop themselves. Applying for a patent or protecting intellectual property are both areas where expert advice is needed. Yes. So they pay between $112 and $121 per hour. Woo! What a way to live. There you go. But you have to have the clients, right? Next, they say peer-to-peer lender. Huh? So Lending Club, Prosper, sites like this can easily lend money to businesses or individuals. As an investor, you'd make money on the paid interest of the note. Ooh. Okay, I see some risk-reward with this, but they borrow your money to be the bank. Very cool. Everyone who's in the chat now, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Ashton, thanks for joining us. Anybody have any questions? Let me know. I'll try to answer them to the best of my ability. Number 25, pet groomer. Oh, very cool. Yeah, you see little boutiques, pet groomer things, salons for animals. You'll see these brick and mortar shops, but this is definitely something you can do from home and make more money than an actual job in a company, especially if you have a good client base. Okay, so enough said. Most people will spoil their pets more than they'll spoil their children. So I charge whatever rate's competitive for your area, or be a specialist in certain types of things. Next up, photographer or videographer. We talked about doing film and video a little bit earlier, but being a photographer, working from home, working remote, editing photos on your webcam, editing photos that you took on your camera, on the internet or on your desktop, and then sending them over the web. All can be done from home. There we go. They say there's different places like FOAP, F-O-A-P, where you can sell your images. Check it out. Never heard of it. Next up, another job you can do from home and probably make more than the average salary of an American is a product reviewer. Whoa! They say, reportedly, they make between $20,000 and $95,000 just by reviewing products that you use in your daily life. Wow. Expert opinion, right? I guess the $95,000 would be top line product reviewer, someone who's been doing this for a long time and they have a really extensive knowledge of goods, bads, and they can really give the feedback necessary to make the product great. Huh. Next up, programmer. This is huge. Programmers are all over the place. This is kind of what helped start the digital nomad trend with the 4-hour work week. Programmers that they're knowledge workers. They need a computer and that's about it. And they need to be left alone a lot of times. And what better way than working out of the office or working from home? $61 per hour for some programming jobs. Wow. Good stuff. Next up, realtor. Being a realtor is something you can do from home. Posting things on sites like Zillow. Is it Redfin? Is another website for homes? You'll have to forgive me. I'm not 100% sure. Fact check that. And you can do showings, but those showings would have to be in person, right? But other than that, you can do a lot of the marketing and contacting and dealing with people from home. Renter is next. Huh? Oh, so like an Airbnb, renting out an extra bedroom, renting out your driveway. Let's say there's a fair, parade, there's a event, some sort of really cool thing happening in your town. I've seen people rent out their driveway. There's websites to do that as well for like parking. Okay. There's people that rent out their homes, their bedrooms, their yards, people that rent out their car, people that rent out all sorts of stuff. Right. Apparently the writer of this article made $50,000 renting out their basement in 2017. No context for where they're from. But depending on your area, it might be a serious thing to consider. Next, something you can do from home. Repairer. What? Oh, I thought homes, since we were talking about homes just a second ago. But if you're going to fix bicycles, cars, computers, these are things that you can get sent to you or brought to you and you can fix them at home as like a repair business. Actually, that's how I bought my first washer and dryer. There's a person that just, they in their garage, they had tons of washers and dryers and parts, and they just would buy broken ones and then repair them themselves. So it could be done. Depending on how hard you want to work at it, you could turn it into a really big business, right? They also talk about short tasks. A short task is a job or assignment that can be completed quickly. Okay. Yes. Thank you, article. Examples include writing a review, taking a survey, or watching a video. They might not pay that much, but it's fast and easy way to make money from home. And then they give you a link to a list of short tasks if you're interested in Craigslist. There's lots of gigs right there, but be safe when you're doing Craigslist gigs. A lot of people joke about, picked up a Craigslist gig, hope I don't get murdered. It's a pity that that's the joke, because just stay safe, right? Next, social media manager. Yeah, that's something you can do from home, work remote. A lot of people pay for a good social media manager. A lot of people pay well. Next up, stylist. If you like fashion and you want to work from home, be a stylist. That's more hair, like a salon hair stylist. I knew somebody. I worked with them for a very brief time, and they actually ran. They were a hairdresser in their normal workday, but on the weekends and after hours, they would also do have personal clients that came over, and they had a whole sink, a chair, everything set up in their garage, basically like a salon. I don't know if I mentioned it, but that says they make around $15 an hour. But still, it depends on the, right? It depends on the client. If you're just getting a regular haircut, maybe. As a guy getting a buzz cut, it's going to be a lot quicker. Maybe somebody who wants highlights or a chemically, like whether curl or straighten, it's going to take a lot longer and it's going to cost a little bit more to get it done. But people will pay to pamper themselves. That's for sure. Next, survey taker. Forgive me while I take a sip of coffee. This short tasks mentioned survey taking. I feel like giving your feedback on being an online juror. This is starting to, a lot of stuff starting to overlap. So anyway, they say survey taking won't make you a millionaire, but you can make between $1 and $50 each time you give an opinion, right? But it doesn't tell you how long those opinions take to give, okay? A tax preparer, another job you can work from home and do. $30,000 a year. Sometimes it's a seasonal gig. Whoa, that's not bad. That changes things. Okay, so if this is just a seasonal thing, maybe from like January to April, when taxes are due in the U.S., if you can make, you know, 3-4 months out of the year, make $30,000, that's not so bad, especially if you're doing this at home. Then it says become an expert. Well, that's what can, okay. Number 37, become an expert. I feel like that should be a consultant as well. So I feel like this is a repeat. I guess being a consultant just varies your level of expertise, because an expert very much suggests you're an expert, top of your game, right? Anyway, moving on. Telephone nurse. Yeah, as we've become more interconnected, there's a lot of places that give services where you can just call in and ask a nurse for advice or help on any sort of symptoms or illnesses that are happening to you or a loved one. Pretty cool. If you're interested, it's Humana, Aetna, United Health Group, companies like this. 39, transcriber, transcriptionist. Okay, I've heard this is the best, but hold on. You listen to audio files, you type out what they said. Sometimes they're specific, like medical dictations or law or in a courtroom, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just like lectures or people talking in an office. Okay. Usually an entry-level gig can pay up to $25 per hour, but don't expect to get that right off, like from the beginning. A lot of times it's per assignment and how much you can complete and how fast you can do this. So when you're at the very beginning of starting this, you're going to be slower. So expect a lot less per hour, but as you become faster, you're going to get what works for you. Okay. And then that's when you make more per hour. But you can do that anywhere. You have a quiet environment and an internet connection. Pretty cool. Translator. Yeah. There's always been a job for translator, even before the internet, right? So working remote, sometimes if you get a good client, they'll take you on a trip just so you can be a translator for where you're going. Sometimes you're just translating documents, or maybe you're transcribing and translating, right? Pretty cool. Next up, travel agent. speaking of someone that can work from anywhere, right? What would you rather have? A travel agent that has gone somewhere and has done it, or lives there and works there, or someone who's never left the office and says, I've heard good things, right? Being a travel agent and being able to travel and work and do whatever, it's a big bonus, right? You can share personal experiences. Planning a trip can be a breeze, especially if you like that kind of thing. Plan itineraries, give advice, things like this. Maybe the travel agent will set them up with a translator. Start incorporating things together. Welcome to everybody in the chat. Big shout out to Russ, Luke, D. Marshall, Ruthann, Bruno, Debbie, Ashton, and everybody else joining us today. Let's see here. Virtual assistants, number 42 on this list of, I think it's 50 or 52. Virtual assistant, yeah. There's always been a place for an assistant, a butler, a secretary, somebody. Well, I guess butler's more at home, but still somebody who helps you get your daily activities done, maintains, organizes, things like this. You do this and you can do it virtually now. Sometimes you're setting up, you jump into an email, you pull appointments, put it into a calendar, schedule things. Maybe they'll leave you notes that say, you know, these are the important dates in my life. So these are the things that need to happen on these important dates. So when it comes to maybe friend's colleague's sister's brother's dog's birthday and the dog needs flowers, or the relative or whomever needs flowers, you can send out the flowers or the card or something. Or if somebody's sick, you'll get that update. And then you'll instantly send out a, hey, get well soon card on behalf of who you're working for. But there's other things as well. Don't get me wrong. A virtual assistant can get really in depth, and they say between $10 and $15 per hour. I would have thought more, depending on who you're working for. But these are just generalizations, right? Next up, 43, virtual public relations representative. PR, so huge. And PR is now, a lot of it's on social media, right? So because of that, social media is very much internet-based. And you can work from home, work remote, work anywhere doing these things, right? Save face with a company, give out promotions, talk, get feedback, respond, stimulate the community to being more, I don't know, active or engaged. Pretty cool. Virtual recruiter. I have been a recruiter. I 100% agree that this is a job that can be done from home. You just have to know your industry or what you're recruiting for. Okay. So let's see here. They say some recruiters are paid upwards of $125 an hour for building resume templates. Wow. Yeah, that's technical recruiting. That's like, you're finding the software programmers, you're finding the medical professionals. That when you get to that point, you're recruiting the people that are very specific, right? You're filtering out and getting the best candidates in high dollar profit realms. Okay. Important to keep in mind there, because regular recruiters can, especially if you like work for a recruiting firm, you can get paid a lot less. Virtual tour. If you have an extensive knowledge in a specific area, you could earn between $12 and $35 per hour by touring students either over the phone or Skype. Whoa! That's pretty cool, where you could be a tour guide and never leave your home. I guess that would depend on the other, but then it depends on the other person's internet connection. What if they have a bad phone or service, then I see that falling apart really quickly. But apparently, if it's on this list, it must work in some way, shape, or form. Amir, welcome to the chat. Abdel Karim, welcome to the chat. Bart, welcome to the chat. Next up, voice acting. Hey, that one hits close to home. As some of you may know, some of you may not know, I do voice acting. That's what I do from home. They say if you have a golden voice, right, you can make somewhere between $56 and $72 per hour. Yeah, I think that's, you know what, maybe that's a really good average, because we're in such a internet-driven world where that's going to open up to a realm of more possibilities. So there's going to be a lot more work that becomes low dollar, because now the constraints and hurdles to get into voice acting and that realm, okay, are much lower, since you can work from home, build yourself a sound booth. Heck, you can even order a sound booth nowadays. And you can, overnight, you can become a quote-unquote voice actor. Now, it's not going to give you everything, like the experience, just like any field. It's not going to give you all the other stuff that comes with practice and experience. But since you're slowing down, or you're making it easier for entry, the price that people get paid is much less now. Back in the old days, like Bugs Bunny, right? There were certain voice actors or talent that just get paid so comparably so much more than other people. That's entertaining. That's showbiz, baby, right? Bart says, Ashton. I think they're reaching out to, or they're making a comment to someone. I'm not familiar with that person. My apologies, Bart. But so you're gonna find people out in Hollywood. I think Toy Story 4 just came out, right? So you've got a lot of actors that get paid quite a lot for really great acting that are now doing voice acting, okay? So we're not talking about those people, because that's huge. You're at the other end of the spectrum. They're making millions of dollars per hour. Not per hour, but, you know, over the course of a movie. So, I mean, there's a lot of lines, but still, they're making tons of money per hour compared to someone who's going to take a, hey, can you do this job? It's going to last, you know, it's a, I don't know, an hour narration, which takes longer than an hour to really get it right. And if you're doing your own editing, there's even more. Okay. And they might say, hey, we're going to pay you, I don't know, $20. Some people will do that. There's jobs out there that are like that, but you're not going to get the quality that you expect. So I see why the price range is hiked up a little bit. Actually, 56 to 72, that's in between. That's right around being a software programmer, if I'm not mistaken. That's actually surprising. Wow. Anyway, moving on. Web developer, $55,000 to $175,000 per year. Building a website is huge. Okay, you've got to know, especially if you're doing it from scratch. If somebody says, just build me a website, different. Okay, different story. But if somebody says, build me a website from scratch, HTML, JavaScript, you've got to know, you've got to make sure you know how to get it all set up, make sure it's working. SSL certificate, right? You have to make sure it's encrypted, which there's new constraints now. So somebody that would have made a website a couple of years ago, it's different. They've changed some things. You have to know more. Almost you need a company, right? But if you're good, you don't. I think nowadays, tell me if I'm wrong, somebody put it in comments after this, but if you're an expert in HTML, you get hired just to make the backbone of the website, right? You just do the HTML. They're not going to come in and say, okay, why don't you just do it all? Like, you know, you do that because you're really great at that. Then somebody else comes in and does the JavaScript and everything else. Okay. Other portions, you know, you're going to have an expert in each field anyway, but if you're really good at all that stuff, you can do it all. Web development. Next, web search evaluator. In order to deliver the most accurate service to customers, search engines pay individuals to analyze search results. Huh? You don't need to have much experience, and it's $12 to $15 per hour. That's actually really smart, because as great as technology can be, I've heard that a lot of times Google will actually pay people to double check things. Like, there's nothing better than human feedback, right? Just because you can game a system, but it's harder to pull the wool over somebody else's eyes that can critically think and logically think for themselves. Website tester. Businesses want to make sure their websites are intuitive, easy to navigate. A lot of times people do this for search engines, but to work with that businesses will want to do it themselves. Sometimes it takes around 15 to 20 minutes to test each website, but if you have an expansive website, it can take more. $10 to $15 per test. Oh, wait, what? It says $10 to $15 per test. Okay, if it's only taking 20 minutes, $15 per hour, or $15 per 20 minutes. So do the math, but you have to have the clients. Last up, they say writing gigs. Okay, yeah, just like copywriting, content writing, translation, if you're written translation. Writers, big work from home, work remote type of jobs. Very cool. That's the 50 work from home jobs that pay as much or more than the average American salary. We'll turn it over to the chat for the last few minutes here. If they have any questions, I appreciate everybody who joined today. Alm, welcome to the chat. Alm, welcome to the chat, whichever it is. As a reminder, I'm Alec Denkoff, voice actor, voice talent. You can find me on LinkedIn. Connect with me if you have any questions, comments, concerns. If you want to talk about something on the podcast, if you want me to cover something on the podcast, if you, I don't know, want to ask a specific question, reach out to me. That's fine. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday is when this podcast is. It's when we go live. We do it live on CastBox. Okay. 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing a podcast, U.S. versus U.K. We do it Saturdays and Sundays. My co-host, Danny, she comes in from across the pond, and we get into a lot of fun stuff. We've talked extensively last weekend about food. Took up two entire episodes because America and the U.K., we just have such weird, funny names and weird, interesting dishes that just are unique to us, right? We're going to be moving into culture, law, stuff like that. So, actually, and if you're in the UK, you might be asleep right now. It's like 2 or 3 your time, GMT. But on Saturday and Sunday, it is 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. GMT, 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, that's my time. I appreciate everyone. This is what week is this? We should celebrate. This is the end of the second week of doing this podcast. I feel like the steam isn't even close to running out. I know a lot of people get burnt out. Cassandra, yeah, welcome to the chat. A lot of people get burnt out when they do a podcast, or if they try to do a lot all at once. These topics never end. I love freelancing. I love working from home. That's why I do it, right? Remote working, all these things are, it's a hobby, it's a passion, it's what I do, and I will talk about it until I run out of breath. But Bart says, what have you worked on? Well, I do voice talent, I do voice acting. I am voice talent. I have done all sorts of stuff. I do a lot of narrations. Apparently, my clients like my voice as a explanatory voice, right? So I work with a few clients that I'll do, speaking of blog articles, which we covered today, I'll narrate blog articles and articles written for websites, okay? I'll do this that way. There's an audio portion as well. Then we put out a podcast. Actually, it's all about workplace and environment. You can actually check it out. It's opensourcedworkplace.com, and they have a podcast you can find, and that's I narrate all these different articles for Open Sourced Workplace. Absolutely love the creator Steve that I work with. Great person. And it's lots of more business articles, and it's really fun because that's what drives me. I like business. I like working from home. So this is obviously my own type of deal, but that's one thing I work on. That's I do a lot of that. That's consistent. But I'll do animations, character voices. We'll get a little wacky, right? If we'll play with the voice, and it could be all over the place. All right, Bart, it doesn't matter what kind of voice I do; it just happens. And some animators, they'll depends on how good a relationship I have with that animator, where either I'll have free roam Or maybe it has to be more of a sales pitch. Like, hey, this is our product. Welcome to our store. Here's this, here's that. Come on in. I hope you buy more. Like, it's those type of voices, either a sales pitch or character voices for the animators that I work with. And what else? I'll do e-learning. I'll do child stories. I've done voice over IP, like the phone systems, like press one for this. Hey, sorry, you're on hold right now. But while you wait, those sort of things. Done a lot of different things. I will buy all the things, please, says Bart. Yes, Bart, please do. No. What else? Oh, I do dubbing. I don't know if it's released yet, but there's a channel that I work with. They have a YouTube channel. I think they're going to produce like an actual box set. I don't know if it's a DVD or what, but they teach children how to play the drums. And I have voiced over the main person who doesn't speak English as well. And it's basically a children's show on how to play an instrument, that being the drums. Pretty cool. It's pretty fun. What other stuff? I've been all over the place, Bart. For me to say, like, what have you worked on? I can give specifics. I can give generals. I can give... I could talk about it for a long time. Audiobooks, right? Commercials, just... in general commercials, right? Introductory videos, like, you know, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble voice, but I've done stuff like for openers for podcasts, like on today's show, introducing things like this. And I've done that for wedding introductory. that one was fun. I did it for a wonderful couple that they were getting wet. They had just been married and they wanted someone to introduce them in that way as they walked in, but not like a WWE wrestler type of deal, but they wanted somebody to introduce them as they walked in together to the reception for the first time as a unit, as a couple. So they had that sort of announcer presentation. So fun stuff like that. Good question. Bart says, holy crap. I'm the Master Chief. Oh my gosh. I feel like I get the reference. Is that because he, no, watch out. My nerdy side showing. Is that because he never takes his helmet off? Tell me if I'm wrong here on that. Anyway, Bart says yes. Oh, wow. Okay. on that note, we'll end it. Shona, thanks for joining. Ashton, thanks for joining. Luke, Bart, Ruthann, thanks for joining. Bruno, thanks for joining. Everybody else in the chat that's got, they don't seem to be logged into their regular account. Thanks for joining, all you folks. Abdel Karim, thanks for joining. D. Marshall, thanks for joining. Russ, you are a boon, and I appreciate you for joining. Right. Everybody else, have a good night. We'll see you. Today's Friday? Yeah, yesterday was the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope it was good. Enjoy your weekend if you're in the U.S. Canada Day, right, was just around, just previously. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And everybody else have a great weekend as well. We'll be back Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to get on with the next topic. See you then.